Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now. It's time again to play Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share your salary. Share your salary.
All right, Alex, Sarah, let's say hi to Nate.
Hey,
hi.
Hey,
Nate.
How's it going?
Good morning, Nate. Nate lives in Austin. We appreciate you coming on the radio. Tell everybody how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary. All right, this will be fun. Nate is an elevator technician.
Ooh, nice.
We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, Nate. We'll ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make. And then you're going to tell everybody. This is going to be so fun for me because I have questions that are completely unrelated.
Oh, totally. Me too.
That I can't wait to ask.
Right. It's not every day you get an elevator take on, you know?
Right. That's right.
Oh, man.
So we'll start off at first with the important salary-related questions, and then we'll get to the more fun questions.
Let's go for it.
60 seconds starts right now. I mean, this is a pretty lucrative job, would you say? I mean, like, you make a lot of money as an elevator technician?
Yeah, it's a very specialized industry. So
that's
we
what I'm
do,
at.
Everything from installation to repair to tear outs and modernizing elevators and 24/7 service as well.
So. Do you also do like the safety? Like, you drop by and check on them?
Yeah, every elevator has an annual inspection, and then every 5 years we do full weight test as well.
I don't know if y'all noticed, but the elevator here, maybe it was just COVID, but it was like that little sign had been expired for like 6 months. That's why it shakes so bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
So like how long is schooling to learn this, or do you just, what's the word? Apprentice. Do you just apprentice?
So it's a 5-year apprenticeship. So you start off in the field and you're also taking classes. We're a union here, so we're a part of the International Union of Elevator Constructors. You go for a 5-year apprenticeship, but you start off working in the field, and you're also taking classes one night a week for 4 hours. So,
Will you do every type of elevator from like the smallest one-floor elevator all the way up to skyscrapers?
Yes. I have units on my route that are 2 stories, and then I have units that are 26 stories. So,
what if your company didn't install the elevator into my building, and I went with another company, but I've decided, I have a little issue, I'm going to hire you. Can I hire you, or are you only assigned elevators that you do install?
No, you can hire any service company you want.
Do you work hourly, or is it salary?
Ooh, good question.
We are hourly.
Oh my gosh. We had to ride an elevator every day to school because I was like on the 12th floor of a parking garage.
Oh,
and it would break down every time when we would have a fire drill, but that's because we would all jump in unison to try to make it break.
What?
So we didn't have
to
go to class.
Oh my God. Sarah went to high school in downtown Dallas.
Yeah.
And what do you think about people that jump in the elevator, like she just said? What happens to the elevator when they do that?
What happens is you overload the load wire in the elevator and it faults out and will trap you until an elevator technician or the fire department can release you from the elevator.
Dude, all right.
I have one question that's not related. Okay, you know in the 80s, every single sitcom had the episode where somebody had birth on the elevator? Do you remember this? Like every single sitcom had an episode where the elevator would get stuck and a lady would go into labor.
I was watching G.I. Joe.
Punky Brewster and all those.
Anyway,
have you ever experienced that where you're like, there's a lady giving birth on the elevator. I must get her out.
Nope, I have never experienced anything like that.
Maybe it's because he wasn't around in the 80s.
Right, Sarah. Dang.
Nate, I do have a couple of questions. I'll ask one now and one in just a couple of minutes. But you know how whenever it seems like the elevator is taking so long for the doors to close, pushing the button once or pushing it over and over and over again doesn't make any difference at all?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Really?
If the button is lit, you can push it 10 times after that and you're not doing anything.
Okay.
That's funny, what I thought. Bro, I love that.
And I have another question, and I don't want you to answer it, but I at some point heard some tricks that like there are certain tricks.
Did you just hear an elevator in the background? Yeah.
There are certain tricks that you can do in a certain button combination that will get the elevator doors to do certain things.
What?
And I want to see if that is true, and I'll get your answer on the other side.
I do want to know, like, is your job really, I mean, is it, it's probably pretty hard. I would assume every single day you're just very much figuring something else out.
Sarah, what's that to do with the salary?
All right, here's the way it's going to work, okay?
Fine.
Nate from Austin, the elevator technician, text your guest right now to 51993. Alex is going to use one of your messages, mm-hmm. so be sure to put your name and where you're from so we can thank you. Again, text your guest to 51993. We're going to find out next in 3 minutes when Nate shares his salary. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now. On the phone with us is Nate from Austin. Nate is an elevator technician. What else did we learn, Sarah?
It's a specialized industry. Booker wanted to know if it was lucrative. He installs and repairs and modernizes elevators, works 24/7. Annual inspection, yeah, he does that. Also, he did a 5-year apprenticeship, and mm-hmm. you take classes. They are a union here. It's the International Union of Elevator Constructors, I believe. On his route, he works for 2-story elevators all the way up to 26-story elevators. He is hourly. I asked if in high school when our elevator broke all the time, and that was because we would jump on it at the same time, he said we overloaded the load wire and that's why we got trapped. No one has ever given labor on an elevator he's had to come fix. Booker wanted to know if you push the button over and over and over, does it make it go faster? Nope, it sure does not. And Booker now wants to know if there's tricks and combos to push the button to get the doors to do certain things.
Like the elevator doors like dance like Tesla's, like if you put in a coat, the doors do like Christmas song. Like
I had heard that there are different tricks that you could do. Like for instance, if you were at a hotel and you were going from floor 1 to floor 19 and you didn't want it to stop at 6, 7, 12, you wanted it to go direct to floor 19, there was a certain combination of buttons you could push that would make that happen. Is that true?
It's not a combination of buttons. However, there is a key switch in the elevator for independent service. And when you put the elevator on independent service, it only takes you to the floor that you push from inside the car and doesn't answer any of the hall calls.
There are no tricks that a civilian can do.
Not without that key, no. There's no special buttons you can push.
I'm going to ask a question. Y'all are going to give me so much crap for asking. You're going to make so much fun of me. Okay.
Fluff question.
Yes. Okay. So you work on elevators that go up to 26 floors. When you go to somewhere like New York and you're going to the top of the Empire State Building, are you like, whoa, this elevator's so cool because it goes like a million floors?
Sarah, seriously? You don't even have to answer that, bro. You don't even have to answer that. Oh, my God.
No,
I cannot believe you just asked that.
Like, this elevator goes 200 stories.
Dude.
It's essentially the same elevator with more doors.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you for answering my question.
Do you ever watch movies like Die Hard whenever they're like falling down the shaft and you're like, that's just not the way it looks. Mm-hmm. It's not built like that.
Yes. Yeah. I get asked that a lot, actually. A lot of people think that you can climb out from the inside of an elevator.
Yeah, like through the top, and you cannot?
No, you have to get from the top down. That's to keep people from climbing out and getting injured in the hoistway.
Wow. Hoistway, actually, is playing ACL.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start off our guesses. Alex, go ahead.
Man, we got a text of 51993 from Samantha that says her company actually places elevator mechanics into jobs.
Come on.
She said that hers make at least $111,000 a year.
Wow. Okay,
that's
Sarah?
Good, if that's true.
Very good.
$92,000.
Oh, all right.
All right. I believe that he was making a good chunk of change, but the pandemic caused his salary to go down.
Oh,
it's an elevator
Sarah,
joke.
Yeah, elevator joke.
No.
Why could you have also said it caused his salary to go up?
Oh, yeah, no point.
Yeah, but less people were taking the elevator.
Joke. Oh, gotcha.
All right, I'm going to go $88,000. Remember, he's hourly, and all of those things that we just said are good wages. Can you recap, Sarah?
Yeah, Alex is going with 111. I'm going with 92, and you're going with 88.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. I'm so excited about this. What is that magic number, Nate? How much are you making?
I make about $150,000 a year.
What?
Wow.
Yes. Oh, damn.
Heck yeah.
That's great.
So the pandemic actually, we in Austin, I can't speak for everywhere else, but in Austin it did not slow us down at all. As a matter of fact, we had an increase even in new construction.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, construction kept going.
And I'd imagine also, tell me if I'm wrong, but like, you know, with people not going into work so much the past couple of years, it was an opportunity for you guys to go in and do like major surgery and like repair and maintain these elevators, correct?
We did use the opportunity to do a lot of repairs in office buildings and stuff like that where their occupancy was less. So it is easier to do modernizations and stuff because the elevator will be out of commission for, you know, 6 to 8 weeks for a modernization. So
wow.
We did have a lot of big buildings do that.
Remember how in our building they did a modernization in one day?
Oh, no, 6 to 8 minutes.
They did an aesthetic modernization.
Right.
They like replaced the carpet.
Right.
He's talking about
okay.
Making the elevator,
the shaft.
Right.
Ours, they did. What do they call like putting lipstick on a pig? It's still a pig.
Our elevator still wobbles and shakes. It's like a carnival ride every time I push the button. All right. So, Nate, to piggyback on Sarah's previous question. Is there any elevator out there that you're just like, man, I would love to be able to hop aboard that bad boy?
I've heard there's one in Vegas that goes horizontal, and I'd love to see it in action. But
nice, that's cool.
What about like Burj Khalifa, like that guy, the tallest building in the world?
Is that in Dubai?
Yeah.
How is it that I can ask that question and you're asking the exact same question?
Well, he said he was going to ask the same dumb question. He warned us. Well, you did too.
You
did
too.
Well, thank you so much for helping us go up. And come down.
Yeah.
And thank you for sharing your salary. Now, remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work, but call us right now. 512-643-5947 or text SALARY to 51993. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.